Augustine, the theologian, meditated on some of these themes from his city in North Africa after the fall of Rome, preeminently the great city of the world, captured by Alaric and his band of Visigoths in the year 410 AD. Alaric didn't permanently destroy the city, but it had a very nasty scare. And it made people realise that the city was vulnerable, that it was passing, that it was not a permanent reality. And it's worth putting yourself to in the mind of an early modern or 18th century visitor to Rome who saw cows grazing in the Roman Forum, used to be called the Campo Vaccino, the field of cattle, that which had been the centre of an enormous empire, now given over to grass and to ruminants. How lonely sits the city that once was full of people. All these things pass. And Augustine meditated upon that, and he reflected upon the civitas terrena, the earthly city, the earthly state of affairs, which cannot endure precisely because it's built even more fundamentally than being built on an impossible exploitation of natural resource. It's built on human pride. It's built on our belief that we're not somehow part of God's created world, but are set above it and over it and don't have to pay attention to it. Whereas we are simply creatures, brothers and sisters, with all that is and all that God has made. It's a civitas terrena, an earthly city, built upon the fundamental idolatry that constructs reality around human self, whether the individual human self or the self of the human society, and not around God. And so the earthly city will pass. But, says Augustine, there's another thing which he calls the city of God. And this is not localizable. It's got no place. It's in among the earthly city, in among the greed and the pride and the idolatry and the exploitation and all the rest of it. You catch glimpses of something else, a different kind of a city, whose citizens live by a different set of values, the values of the love of God, who in his goodness brings the world into being, and in his infinite love redeems it by the gift of himself and his Son, a city, a world powered by the fundamental value of love that gives itself away for the sake of others. And so it is in our London. The city of God, the Civitas Dei, is also there, in among the Civitas Terrena. When the earthly city has been transformed beyond our recognition, the city of God will still be there, absolutely permanent. And in the end, only the city of God will be there, only this other state of affairs, the state of affairs that's grounded in truth and in God, will remain. We shall, says Augustine, at the end of this enormous book that is the City of God, we shall, he says, come to a place where we shall rest, this place being the City of God. And when we rest, we shall see, understand, we shall see truly, we shall see properly, we shall see, and what we see, we will love, and what we love, we will praise. For what is our end, our goal, our ending, except to come to that end which has no end, which is the city of God? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.